So what's better? Here's some better quotes. You know, a better this than that. It's better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubts. Mark Twain said that. Maybe Abraham Lincoln said that. Maybe they both said that. Several others have said that. Nelson Mandela said, it's better to lead from behind and to put others in front. Josh Billings, a comedian from the 1800s, said, it is better to know nothing than to know what ain't so. A Chinese proverb, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. How about a Bible one? Acts 20:35, it's better to give than to receive. Or how about Bob Marley, the poet, the prophet, the entertainer? Don't gain the world and lose your soul. Wisdom is better than silver or gold. He sang that. It's better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. It's from Andre Gold. He wrote it in a book called Autumn Leaves. Alfred Lloyd Tennyson, it is better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. How many of you have ever gotten a greeting card or a note with that one on there? Here's a more modern writer, not famous at all. This is by a fellow named Toba Beda. He's an Indonesian writer. He said, it is to do better is better than to be perfect. Or James Thurber, it is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers. Or how about some of these that I don't really have an attribution for? It is better to do right than to believe right. Or it's better to ask questions than to know answers. That's similar to James Thurber, but and maybe it's from him too. Or it's better to wonder than to know. And also, it is better to look good than to feel good. Thank you, Billy Crystal and Fernando Lamas. In this morning's Bible reading, there's a similar better to quote where it says, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. And that's a hard one to grasp. I mean, we can get it when we sing praise music and we're lifting up our voices and we're lifting up our minds and our hearts. We're really into it, and we can mean that. We don't always act like that, and I don't know if we always really believe it. Oh, that's just for the praise songs. But it is a beautiful statement from a psalm that oozes praise to God. It's better to be home with you, O God. So, if you were to start making a list of better than things. They could be religious things. They could be not religious things. They could be silly things. They could be proverbs that you have quoted all your life. They could be personal bits of advice. What are some better things? You got any better things? Better to plan a worship service ahead of time than to just wing it. Just pointing to our leaders for next week. Yeah, no. What else? Better to... These are hard ones, I know, but I wonder if you have any on the tip of your tongue. Yes, better to measure twice and cut once. Better to take a rest every 12 steps than to try to run all the way up the hill all at once. What are some others? Better to go to church on Sunday than to sleep in?
Absolutely.
Everybody agree? How many of you have slept in on a Sunday? You know, St. Mattress, it's a comfortable place to be too. Sometimes that's great church. You can think of some more of these as the days go on. I'd love for you to send them via email or post them on the church's Facebook page, some of your better quotes, better bits of advice. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Oozing praise to God. Let me sort of reiterate some of the statements from the psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. That's really a beautiful psalm. It makes for beautiful music, singing, prayer, praise. It really is filled with moments. But before we let that moment linger too long, let me offer kind of a screeching dissent from the words of this psalm. Because I think that it's filled with perhaps wishful thinking. Or maybe it's inauthentic praise. Or maybe I'm just reading into that. But I think that when we read this and we get into that groove, it's not always real. It's not always what we're thinking in our lives day to day. See, we may sing the words to songs like this, but compared to the way we live, they really seem empty. There are far too many Jesus is my boyfriend songs. And not nearly enough authentic this is how I feel songs. The Psalms have both. The Psalms have a lot of this is how I feel, and they're not always happy. But I think if we were to write a similar psalm that described the way we really feel, it might go something like this. This is not Psalm 84. Our church building needs repairs and upgrades, God. I'm crying for there to be some kind of equality between the ones who have too much and the ones who don't have enough. There are lots of people who are homeless in the world. What's up with that, God? The people who are lucky enough to be sheltered by you really like you. But what about the ones who don't have shelter? Do you hate them? These people who have what they need, are they really doing something right? Or is it that they're keeping too much stuff? Why do things just get better and better for the ones who have? Are you listening, God? I hope so. You better be. Please hear the cries of all the people. It is better to have a place to live than to be homeless. I'd rather have a job, any job right now. God, you're the one who shines and blesses. So why do you hold back when people really need it? It's hard to trust you, God. So, what do we do? Are we going to wait for God to swoop in and fix everything? Are we going to yell and scream and complain when that doesn't happen? Or maybe we can let the words of the psalm, Psalm 84 and not Psalm 84, inspire us to walk forward on our faith journey, a journey that is filled with justice and love and attention to one another. We can do things that make a difference in people's lives. We can be advocates for the end of homelessness. We can be advocates for the end of hunger. We can be active in organizations that help the marginalized and the exploited. We can share the story of our faith journey with others. We can live out our covenant to be an open and affirming faith community. We can live out our faith in the community. And when experiencing disagreement, and there's lots of things that we can disagree on. Plenty. I mean, there's the big ones. There's Obamacare, there's sexuality, there's abortion, immigration, war, elections. There's a couple that have been right in front of us this past week. And I don't want you to compare these two because they're not the same at all, but they're both things that get under our skin. How about the Black Lives Matter movement? It's been louder, more boisterous. It's been disruptive. And some people look at that and say, that's awful. People shouldn't disrupt the meetings of other people. They shouldn't stop speeches from going on. It's just impolite. But let me say this. Disrupting injustice doesn't have a, you can't do it here, you can't do it there. And I can't speak for the movement. I'm part of the people who the movement is calling out. But disrupting injustice is a good thing. Why do we not continue to disrupt injustice wherever we are? Why do we not call attention to the things that ought not be? We don't have to attack people, but we can call out behaviors. We can call out systems of injustice. And we can stand with our brothers and sisters in solidarity and often be silent side by side with them as our brothers and sisters speak and disrupt injustice, and we lend a supportive hand, not because we have to, but because it is our calling to be in solidarity with those who are unjustly treated. So there's one, disrupting injustice. People get mad. We can be a part of a movement that changes our society. And then there's another thing. Last week we talked about this pulpit here, about taking it out, and it caused some consternation among people in the congregation because this piece of furniture, and it really is just a piece of furniture, I understand, but this piece of furniture has held a special place here in the sanctuary. And if it wasn't here, people worried, you know, what happens? Things change. Maybe that's too much change. And I don't have the final answer other than to say that church will go on here with or without a pulpit sitting here. Worship and praise will go on here with or without a pulpit sitting here. We will be a community that works for justice and love and care whether or not there is a pulpit here. We will still be preaching and teaching and praying and praising and singing whether or not there is a pulpit here. We'll talk about it more over the next few weeks, give people a chance to share their feelings. No matter what we do with this, no matter what happens with the Black Lives Matter movement and how people react there, we must refuse to engage in things like name-calling, demeaning another person. We can call out behaviors, but we've got to stay away from lies and tactics meant to demonize a person with a different opinion. We have to acknowledge that people of deep faith have and still do disagree about many things. People of no faith have and disagree about many things. We're all entitled to our opinion. We're not entitled to enforce our opinion on everybody else, of course, but we're entitled to have a voice. But instead of making our voice the only one that counts, we got to take time to listen and to learn, even with things that we are sure ain't so. Remember, it's better to wonder and ask questions than to be sure of what just ain't so. We got to lift up safety, attention, care, and love above. It has to be my way thinking. And above all, remember, we follow the two rules. Love God, love everyone. That's our baseline. And we got to remember that it is better to be in a community of love, one where everyone can experience safety, attention, care, and love. It's better to be home. Amen.